It's great to be back, even though we've been doing the Midosvad over the Ben Azmanim, and the truth is it's been a tremendous chizuk. And I think that probably the best way to work on thinking about marriage is basically twofold. Something that we've spoken about in the past is that is Kedusha. Obviously the whole sugya of Kedusha, but that's not what I would like to focus on right now. What I'd like to focus on right now is Midos. Midos are really the root of a successful life. They're the way you see everything. They're the way you deal, how you deal with everything. And if a person wants to be a tzaddik without midos, like we pointed out in the VOD before, that over the summer, that you can't be a tzaddik without midos. You can't be a good father without good midos. You can't be a good husband without good midos. You can't be a good son or daughter without good midos. Midos are these drives within us that cause so many of our behaviors. And if even if we say to ourselves, I want to be a tzaddik, I want to behave, I want to do the right thing today, but that mida of either selfishness or laziness or anger or arrogance, they all get in there, they all seep in, and they cause us to not be able to do what we want. And this is why the Svarim HaKadoshim say, they call working on midas breaking a mida. Because there's certain parts of us, we're not trying to break our personality, but we're trying to break the parts of us that get us down. So that's what we're going to be working on. We're working on the Sefer Orcha Sadikim. It's very exciting. It's very exciting to have everyone here. I miss everyone a lot. I think that I feel myself that I'm losing out a lot from not being yeshiva. Maybe I don't think about it enough. Maybe I enjoy being Azmanim too much. But now I'm really realizing the importance of being in yeshiva. I miss everyone. And I realize that just as much as maybe I help you with your Avodas Hashem, I realize you guys really help me, because it's hard for me to be alone all day. And it's hard for me even to produce on the level that I would like to produce. And perhaps this is one of the reasons Hashem is doing this, is so that we really do appreciate each other a lot more. I'm looking at all these beautiful names on my screen. I have a list of names of the tzaddikim on this VOD, and then I can also see faces. I'm scrolling around, and you guys are all my buddies. I miss you all. I miss you all. And we're going to work together. I'm going to try to make this as informal as possible. I'm also going to try. It should be just relaxing over here. It's a hard slot in the day. Musser Slater is always a harder slot in the day. So it has to be fun. And I thought we would work on happiness, on Simcha. You guys in for that? Zalmi, you're in for that? Morty? Maishi? All my friends over here. Danielle's in. We're all in for this. Why do we want to work on happiness? Because I think that it's a challenge where we are right now to be fully happy. Of course, we know that it says on the bumper stickers, mitzvah gedola lios besimcha tamid. A person should be happy all the time. But that's a bumper sticker. Where does that come from? So it comes from Rabbi Nachman Mibreslov. There is no official chiyuv to be happy all day. But the Rambam, in fact, says the same thing. The Rambam writes that a person's demeanor should always be happy. So I would like to work on happiness. I think that that's a very underrated midah, because in order to function with everything that's going on. Gedalia, your beard is getting big. Wow. Serious. You became a Rosh Yeshiva over Venus Vadim. Very nice. Okay, there's going to be a few surprises of beards over here, I see. Zalmi, yours is still thin over there, but Gedalia is like a Rosh Yeshiva. So I'm trying to work on happiness now. You see, I came up with a good joke that even Mayor Solomon, Mayor didn't clap his hands yet. When Mayor loves a good joke, he claps his hands. He hasn't clapped his hands yet. But Gedalia, if you're the Rosh Yeshiva, maybe you'll give the vod today with a beard like that. Mine's like, you know. All right, but we're working on happiness over here. And, Gedalia Schwartz is there also. Unbelievable. So we're working on happiness, and happiness is something that's misunderstood. A lot of people today are taking a lot of drugs. Drugs are very big today. All different types of drugs. There's forgetting, marijuana, but a lot of pill taking. A lot of pill taking today. People are looking for some sort of feeling. You know, I've been speaking to people who have these nisyonos, and they get such a tight feeling inside, and the idea of taking a pill, and they say to me, in 10 minutes, the pain will be gone. It's very, very tempting. So that's obviously not real happiness. We have to really understand why. Why not? Maybe happiness is just popping pills. I mean, I'm leaving everything open over here. If happiness is a feeling, so maybe we should just put an IV in our arm and we'll just, be happy all day. Nisana, what do you say about that? Sounds good, right? We'll put an IV in. During the whole corona thing, we'll make our own corona chill. We'll just put an IV in and we'll be happy. Oh, Sammy, I see you over there. It's good to have you back, Sammy. Sammy Freeman. Hi. Sammy? Sammy, you're on television.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay. Okay. This is a delayed reaction, Sammy. Okay. I hope you weren't taking any of those pills I was talking about. Okay. Anyway, no. But we have these ways today to reach a certain type of happiness. And this is probably the biggest issue today. The self-help books are very, very big today. Anything that has to do with happiness, it's just a big, big seller. So I'd like to try to delve in a little bit to what real happiness is. And it's a midah like anything else. It can be worked on. It can be worked on. But it's not something artificial. And the biggest proof is that all of these drugs that people take, they only work for that time, but it doesn't let you be happy in your life. Meaning there's two things. There's feeling happy, feeling groovy, like it was in the 60s. I think the word groovy even came back for a little bit. Maishi Deutsch, is the word groovy back a little bit? A little bit. Sometimes you're not sure. It's a suffix. We'll make it back. We're going to bring back groovy. Anyway, I used to have big glasses. They were in, and then you get smaller. Okay. But the feeling of happiness that we have, so it doesn't stay in our lives. If a person will take a substance for happiness, so then it fades and they're not happy in their life. We're talking about being happy in our lives. The goal is to be happy. And the truth is the Breslov-based Medrash did make a lot of headway in this. But unfortunately, there's something called Neo-Breslov. Neo-Breslov is new wave Balei Tshuva who claim they know what Rav Nachman taught, but they don't really understand it so well. And that's why a lot of them use drugs and love lots of colors on their cars and dancing on the trucks. But the old time Breslovers like Rav Yaakov Meir Schechter, who's a Gadol B'Yisrael, he's in his 80s and he had these perfectly brown locks with no gray hair. It was absolutely amazing to see. He's a man who has a terribly difficult life, and he always kept it calm. He was actually the mole at my son's breast, and he's an old school breast lover. He's an old school breast lover. Davi, are you all right over there? Davi, you're in the car? Are you, what are you going, 90 miles an hour, or you're stationary? You're not sure. Okay. Anyway, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter, I went to him once to his house. He again, this is Spitz Breslov, the best that Breslov has to offer. The man is so calm, so relaxed. And I found out that his wife, I think, is not mentally well. His children, he literally lives in a jungle, and he manages to keep calm. And that requires a lot of work. So we have to try to understand how to get this midah. You know, I'm in a house now with children, and I'm blessed that I live in a house. A house has so much space. In Yerushalayim or Kodesh, there's so few people who live in houses. I'm so fortunate. A friend of mine came to drop something off, and he said he lives in 80 meters. I don't know what 80 meters is, but that my house is much bigger than 80 meters. But 80 meters is basically like you have a kid on your yarmulke, like the whole day, and you have like seminary girls. Well, they don't have seminary girls in Israel, but I guess seminar. Like seminar means high school girls like spilling smoothies on your lap. You know, they're making all sorts of smoothies in the kitchen, like mixing every type of fruit and yogurt known to mankind. And then you have your son throwing a used diaper in your face, and you're trying to learn. This is what's going on in Israel right now. So if you were upset in America that you didn't have your space, all of you look like, I can see on your screens, no one's throwing any diapers at anybody here. Shimmy Bergstein, I'm seeing you. You look clean as a whistle. Nobody's throwing a diaper at you. And there are no smoothies on you. Daniel Myers is clean. He looks like he just showered. Somebody actually, W. Pfeffer, actually used the yeshiva robe as his sign. So we're like really looking clean over there. But Davi Pfeffer is living in his car, so I don't know about it. But I'm looking at everybody here. We're all doing quite well, and I'm also doing well. I have my own private room for learning. But so many people are in such tight quarters. And for me, it's also hard. For my kids, it's also hard, even though we have a big house. But we never got to know each other so well, and that has pluses and minuses. So there's a lot of adjusting for calm and equilibrium over here. And again, I'm just presenting that there's work to be done in happiness. I haven't told you what the work is yet, but I'm trying to explain why I would like to be working on this now. If a person would know how to work on simcha, on happiness, they could find a way to have an inner calm, an inner peace in all sorts of difficult situations. And I do feel bad that I can't just field questions so well in such a big group. I'm gonna try my best just to make it interesting. And even my jokes, I can't know if I'm funny. You know, there's an old Chinese adage. You guys know Chinese adages? I hope so. There's an old Chinese adage that if a tree falls down in the forest and no one's there to hear it, does it make a noise? You ever hear that? Who's here? Is anybody? I can't see your faces. Dovi Greenberg, you've heard of that Chinese adage? It's a good one, right? So I have my own Chinese adage. If the mashkiach makes a joke and he doesn't hear anyone laughing, is it bichlal funny? Is it? I'll leave you to think about that for the rest of the day. That'll be instead of Bikia Seder. You could think about this deep question of what it's like to give a shir, make a joke for Dovi Perkal, who looks like he's toasted. And hey, Dovi, you're not even wearing a shirt. Are you wearing a shirt? Oh, yeah, you're wearing a shirt. Okay. But but to not be able to get the laughs, it's a different vibe. It's a different vibe, but we're all here together. We're all here together. So that's what I would like to be working on with you, is the midah of simcha. And we're going to find that you can work on happiness. Happiness is something you can work on. Dobie Tischler, you're looking good. Happiness is something that we can all work on together. And the Sefer Orcha Sadikim is actually divided up into midos. He literally divides up his whole Sefer. We don't know really who wrote the Sefer Orcha Sadikim. We know he was a Rishon, and it's a very significant Sefer, but we don't know much more. Is that Kippy? Kippy, is that you? Hi, good to see you. That's the best part of this, and I apologize to you, Gershi, I apologize to you also. I like looking at everyone's faces. So normally in a VOD, I'm looking at my Sefer. Here, I'm just scrolling all these cute guys. Even the people, don't think if I didn't mention you that Eliyahu Rothberg looks totally different. I would never have spotted him in a million years. Wow. You look good, though. You're looking ready for Shiduchim. Anyway, I'm spotting everyone, even though I would waste everyone's time if I just said I'm already wasting your time, if I would say everyone's name. But I love looking at everybody, so I'm trying to do everything at the same time. But we're going to work on Simcha. We need to work on happiness. And let's start now. I'm going to try to make it not too long. I want to give you some time to start Second Seder. So we're not going to do the full, the full half hour. Maybe we'll do a few more minutes just right now. We'll start the midah. Hasimcha hamida hazos ba la'adam machmas rov shalva belibo beli fegara. When does somebody have happiness? When they have a certain calm in their life without anything bad going on. Now, that sounds very unrealistic. So what in the world is going on? I should really close the Sefer, because if he's telling us if nothing bad is going on, then we have trouble over here. So obviously, we're going to have to learn how to get into a mindset of feeling like things are working, things are good. I can deal with this. This is right for me right now. This is an opportunity. Perspectives are the most important part of midos. You know, if a person has a proper perspective, has a positive perspective on things, then they will perceive a lot of things that they could like get really angry and take a glass vase and chuck on the floor in total anger and frustration and say, I can't deal with this. You say, slow down. Is it really that bad? Slow down. There are so many things that I've been thinking about in the corona. I'll leave you with this interesting hashgacha point. What would have been if corona would have come just a little bit earlier in the year, and we would have missed all those beautiful Siyum Hashasas? I don't know about you, but I got a lot of chizuk from the Siyum Hashas, all those Siyum Hashasas, and they kept going and going through the Dirshu Siyum, and there was a couple months later. What would have been? Tully, what do you say? What would have been if people wouldn't have been able to go to MetLife Stadium? I think people would have dropped out of Daf Yomi forever. Can you imagine those people who were just plugging away? They 7 years ago, they saw the Siyum, they were in MSG or in one of those other Siyumim, and they were waiting to get that big celebration, and all of a sudden, Corona, nobody's going to make a Siyum on Shas. Don't worry, you can do it on Zoom. Woo! A Zoom Siyum of Shas. Wow. That's just really exciting, right? Versus Mamish taking over a huge stadium, 90,000 people, and then another stadium. Hashem put this in the year in such a sensitive place. He waited for all of these Siyumim to finish, and then he put it into place. And another nice thing that Hashem did was he gave us Zoom. I'm telling you, Zoom stock is going really up. I mean, I don't know, it might be too late to invest. Akiva Klein, it might be too late to invest in Zoom. Check your Bloomberg. Akiva, you have a Bloomberg over there? Maybe the stock is still low and we can get some. But actually, Zoom has jumped up in the stock market. It's incredible. It's like everybody's crying except for Zoom. Because, and also for Purell, obviously, and Clorox. But aside from them, everybody's upset. Because Zoom has become such a... there are yeshivas in Zoom. There are companies in Zoom. Everything's happening in Zoom. Zoom's really zooming. It's doing great. But what if this would have happened a couple of years ago before Zoom technology? We wouldn't even be having this right now. We'd be so distant from each other. We all love each other and care about each other. And here we're communicating. I'm seeing your faces. I feel like, I mean, you're seeing me. I'm seeing you. I'm happy. Hashem put this in a time where we could handle it. You know, one of the things I thank Hashem for is that I was born after Ventolin. I don't know if you guys know what Ventolin is. Maybe we have some asthmatics. Any asthmatics in the crowd who want to give a shout out to themselves? Anyway, I'm an asthmatic, and I thank Hashem that I was born after Ventolin. What would have been if I would have been born in the time of the Vilna Gaon? It probably would have been exciting. Maybe I would have seen the Vilna Gaon, but I wouldn't have been able to breathe. So I'm happy to breathe. So that's the idea over here, is then a lot of the things that we think are unlivable, unbearable, when we start thinking about them a little bit more, we start realizing that there's a lot to be happy about. A lot to be happy about, Baruch Hashem. And we'll be working together to be really happy.